The Tasmanian Sporting and Coaching Collective is something you're going to be hearing a lot more about in the months ahead. It's just recently been formed, and it's all about improving the quality of coaching, and then, which flows on to improving the quality of sport. One of the people involved in it is Will Braid, who's been good enough to drop in the studio this morning to have a chat about it. G'day, Will. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Martin. Great to be with you again.
Now, this idea, it was started in Hobart a little while ago, and you've actually got quite a few people on board. What sort of sports are we talking about?
Yeah, so we're talking any sport, any level, anywhere. Yep. So the nuts and bolts of it is we're trying to improve the quality of sport across the state through the quality of coaching across the state. So it's easy for coaches to turn up, and you might be the person coaching the under-8s who's just doing it as a parent. You might be somebody who's higher up and done plenty of coaching, maybe a Bentley Johnson, for example, from Mott and Preston. And we're trying to improve all coaches to improve all sport across the state.
Right. I mean, you can do, like, I think it's the AOS or something like that. There's level 1, 2, and 3 and that sort of stuff. But this is probably filling the gap just below that, is it?
Yeah, we're trying to fill that gap. So you can do your accreditation courses. That's fine. A lot of the accreditations have points involved. So there might be something like you have to earn X amount of points through X amount of professional development a year to maintain your accreditation.
Yep.
So we're trying to fill that space by having events, resources available, membership of our group to try and help you maintain that accreditation and improve.
Okay, now the bloke that started originally from Hobart has recently moved to Devonport. That's how you got involved?
Yeah. So Pete Hope is the fellow who started it. He's a very, very passionate Tasmanian sporting person. He's all about the Hurricanes. He's all about a Tasmanian AFL team, for example. He's very passionate about Tasmanian sport and driving it further. And he's recently moved to Devonport, so I've powered up with him, and we're doing some good stuff. We're looking to launch an event soon, so I'll hopefully get a chance to come and talk to you about that in the next little bit. And yeah, we'll go from there.
So what sort of events are you looking at? I think you told me off air, seminars and events like that.
Yeah, so we're looking at our first one we're going to call TASAC 1, so Tasmanian Sport and Coaching Collective 1. And that's going to be held on the northwest coast. We haven't officially locked in a date yet to announce, and we're looking to include a couple of high-profile coaches where any coach from any sport can come along. There's obviously an attendance fee, which is fine, but you can listen to high-profile sports coaches who have been successful in their field and maybe take some things away from them that you can take back to your respective clubs.
Well, what we've found these days with coaching is that the skills are transferable between sports. Just because you've come up coaching cricket or football doesn't mean you can't coach basketball. And a great example of that, of course, right here on the northwest coast is Mark Radford, who's done very well coaching basketball and coached football originally before that. And I think he was one of the first people I ever came across that coached two different sports.
It's something that we strongly believe in is the cross-pollination in sport, whether it's coaching, umpiring is another one as well. I think cricket umpires can learn a lot from rugby referees, who can learn a lot from football umpires. And I think cricket coaches can learn from rugby coaches, hockey coaches, footy coaches, whatever the case may be. So we're really hoping that with the lineup that we're going to announce shortly, we've got two people who can show that cross-pollination, and you can use coaching philosophies from different coaches into different sports.
And you can take that a long way into your sport, because you look at someone like Rick Charlesworth, of course, who played hockey for Australia. Yep. And what was he coaching?
He coached hockey for Australia, but he was a first-class cricketer as well.
Right, that's it, yeah.
And even if you go back in time, Darryl Baldock coached the Don Crear Club, and he coached the Latrobe Footy Club. And
hey, Doc was the one only, though, wasn't he? Not too many like him.
Not too many like Doc, but so we're looking to, that little cross-pollination is something that we're really, really passionate about, and learning from other sports to make your sport better is something that we're really pushing as we get the collective started.
Right, when the seminars haven't got a date locked in, obviously, but that's going to be happening soon. We'll find out about that. In the meantime, how can people get involved in the group?
Yeah, the best way to do it is to hit us up through our website, which is TASAC.com.au.
Yep.
That's a new website that's just started up, so you can have a look at a couple of blogs that are on there and get a feel for what we're on about. There's some testimonials from some high-profile coaches. You can also jump on the Facebook and find us on there as well and sort of start to see what we're all about and what we're trying to achieve. And hopefully we can develop a model where we've got a network of coaches around the state all working together, because we'll have something, for example, a football coach in Ulverston might be having issues with goal kicking.
Mm.
There may be a football coach in Launceston who's had the same issue. They can work together.
Yeah, right.
So we're trying to really develop that network so that the whole standard of sport improves.
Yeah, I like the idea of transferring umpiring skills as well. As you know, I've umpired football for a long, long time, and I know quite a few football umpires that are actually cricket umpires as well.
Yep.
I've never done it myself, but I don't know why they do that. I would have thought that, their wives and families are very understanding. I would have thought, have a few weekends at home during summer, but there's a few of them that do that.
There is quite a few that do that, and I'm a huge believer in that. I watch a lot of rugby.
Yep.
And for my cricket umpiring career, I've used techniques that rugby referees use, particularly around man management.
Right.
You know, there's been examples of, you know, a rugby referee will stop play and say, here you go, mate, you've got 5 minutes or 5 seconds to go and tell your players this is what's going on, and then we're going to go again. So I've used that in cricket. Okay, boys, you've got 2 minutes.
Yep.
Tell your players this isn't on, sort it out, and then we'll play on.
Okay.
And using techniques like that, like hockey's the same. You can stop play and have a little chat.
Yep.
And keep the game moving. And around man management, it's fantastic. So coaching's very similar.
Mm.
If you can pick up something in terms of motivation or man management or something along those lines from another sport, why not use it? Why not bring that in? And you can see where Lisa Alexander's another example. She's trying to coach AFL footy with the skills she's got from netball coaching.
I would have loved, they were asking, I think people were suggesting she should apply for the Western Bulldogs coaching position, was it? Or Essendon or somewhere, I can't remember. But yeah. I thought at the time, yeah, that'd be great, I reckon.
Yep, she did apply at North Melbourne,
North
I think.
North Melbourne it was, yeah.
Yeah, she was strongly criticised for not having a football background, but to us as the collective, we're not necessarily interested in that football background. If we look at North Hobart Footy Club, for example, they've recently employed Luke Burgess, who's a 39 test Wallaby.
Right.
As a coach.
Yep.
So they've seen the skills that he's learned from the likes of Eddie Jones and Robbie Deans and these high elite coaches, and he's taking that back to the North Hobart Footy Club. This is a different sport, but the philosophies are very similar.
And the way coaching's structured in clubs these days, the head coach doesn't have to do some of that micromanagement. You know, if you've come from a cricket background, you're coaching a footy team, it doesn't matter if you can't kick a ball. You get someone else to coach that part of the game and you concentrate on the big picture.
Yeah, we've seen that in a lot of coaching at the moment is the head coach doesn't necessarily teach someone how to kick.
Yeah.
Or doesn't tell someone to play a cover drive or drag flick a hockey ball.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the game plan and the strategy and the philosophy.
Exactly.
And they bring in the specialist coaches. So if you've got someone like previously, Hockey Tasmania used to employ Luke Dorner for drag flicking.
Mm.
Now he's the state coach, so they'll have to bring somebody else in. But the Kookaburras were using him as well for this one specific skill.
Right.
And there's a lot of that going on in coaching at the moment. So there's more coaches around than you think there is.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Well, we've seen that in the AFL. They had to cut back because of COVID restrictions and things like that. It's a fascinating subject, Will, and I think we've only just scratched the surface.
Yes.
We're going to hear a lot more about it, as I said in the intro. But thanks for popping in this morning.
No worries, Martin. Thank you.